We are on Simen Nun Hey. Let us start again. Sif Gimel. We had started yesterday Sif Gimel, but let's first see again the Loshen of the Mechaber, and then we'll start from the Mishnah Berurah. In Hizchil Ba'ovei, they started davening Hoiche Shemayna Esrei, V'yotzu Miktsasam. And then a few people left. There's six left over. Zaymer, they can continue the Hoiche Shemenesre, Afila Kedusha. The Kedusha is, I should not think that Kedusha is a new Indian in his. And therefore, so even though Shemenesre was started with a minion, but just like you don't Duchen, because Duchening is a new Indian, so the minion that was by the beginning of Shemayna Esrei will not help that one should be able to do him. So I would think perhaps Kedusha is also not a Hemshech of Shemayna Esrei. It's a new minion. So he's saying, no, Kedusha is the same as Shemayna Esrei. So if I started Shemayna Esrei with a minion, I can continue saying Kedusha, even though now there's no minion anymore. Vim yotzu miktsosom la'acha she'ischilu l'ispalu yotze. What happens? They said Kaddish, Bolchu, and that's the scholars of Birchas Krishme. Birchas Krishme starts off with Baruch Hu. They said Baruch Hu. So they started Birchas Krishme with a minion. Is Layaschal Ashlir Tzibali Spalol HaTvila B'Pel Rom. So now they should not say a Hoichish Menesre. That means even though the Birchas Krishme started with a minion, but Shemayna Esrei is a new Indian Adamson. So even though Birchas Krishma was with a minion, they could be Goyma Birchas Krishma, even though now there's not 10 anymore. But Chazor HaShatz is a new Indian. Tekvar Nishlam Tfilas Yoitza. We ended Tfilas Yoitza already, and now Chazor HaShatz is a new Indian, and now if there's only 9 there, you can't start Hoichish Menesre. V'in yotzu la'acha shehischil b'koil rom. Now, what is, they left, he started Shemenesre, ukdusha. Now this is a very problematic word, we'll see it's lavdak. He started Shemenesre, and they said Kedusha also. Now, Yechaylim Lahashlim Kol Seyda Kedusha. Now they're allowed to say Uvalatzin, to Uvalatzin. Veloima Akadish Shalem Shalachel. You could say Kadish Tiskabel after Uvalatzin. The Shayach Litzvile. Because the Kaddish after say the Kedusha is a Shaychus with the previous Menesre. We'll elaborate on this soon. Shreyayim HaRaya is a Shaychus with the previous Menesre. Shreyayim Tiskabel Tzoloysay. You say Tiskabel Tzoloysay. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkotn Yudches. Now the Ramah said, if he started Shemayna Esrei, Chazor HaShatz, and he said Kedusha, so now he says he can say Kaddish till after Uvalatzin. He said Shemayna Esrei and Kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Kedusha lav davke, you don't have to say Kedusha. Ta'afim adayim layamu Kedusha, kivin she'eschilu lispalu b'kol rom. They started davening Shemenes. He said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Befilu Rak, Ba'ova Yisulavad, Kaimrim, Afa Kaddish Shalom. As long as you started the Hoiche Shemenes, he said, Baruch Ato Hashem, so you will see, we'll say the Kaddish after the Shemenes, the Chassi Kaddish, and the Kaddish Shalom after Volatzin. HaKadosh HaShalem B'chol Shkein HaChatzi Kadosh HaAcha Tfilosh Shemayna Esrei. Now I'd like to share with the Olam, I did a little research, the union of the two Kadeshim that we say after Shemayna Esrei. There's a Levush in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, and the Levush explains the Inyan, what we say after Shemayna Esrei. We say one Kaddish, then Ashrinu, Vetzion, then Kaddish Tiskabel. So the Levush in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis says as follows. V'achakach, after he finished Tachnun, Oymer Hashatz Chotzi Kaddish al Psukei Hatchine. That means he said, Lamais is like this. In Shemayna Esrei, let us just diagnose a little bit what the Shemayna Esrei is about. The Sholosh Rishonis, the Tuv, Akel HaKodesh, and that's Shvach. These are Shvachim of the Rabbi Nishlom. Then there's the Emtsois, which is Tfile, Makoshe, that's Emtsois. Then the Sholosh Achonis is Vayta Shvach. So is he Shvach in the beginning, Shvach in the end. In the middle we have Bakoshes. Then we have Alakai Netzoyer. Alakai Netzoyer, Alakai Netzoyer L'Shayni Meiro, is Bakoshes for a Yochid. That means Alakai Netzoyer is not similar to the Brochus Emtsois of Shemayna Esrei. The Brochus Emtsois of Shemayna Esrei were being mispalo for Klal Yisrael. All the Brochus Aloshin Rabim, Rafa'enu, Boruch Aleinu, Chaneinu, everything is, we're mispalo for Klal Yisrael. We have no specific intent for ourselves. It's a tefillah for Klal Yisrael. After we finish Shemayna Esrei, there's an inyan of Tachnunim for personal tachnunim, the tzel shayni meiros, svasa medaber mirmo. We're talking about the shayni svasai, the navshi kavolakot. Here, now we're talking about ourselves. Now this is the tachnunim, the personal tachnunim after Shemayna Esrei, and theoretically these tachnunim continue till after tachnun. That's why we'll have lady not allowed to be mafsik after a kind of third till after you say tachnun. The tachnun is a hemshech of the tachnunim of a kind of third. So this is, we end tachnun, we finish tachnunim. So we have in Shemayna Esrei, we finish tachnunim. So the Levush says, v'achar kach oymer hashatz chotzi kaddish, al psuke atchina, the misamin, the tachnun, this psukim there, they lahavsig beinom uvein a psukim sheyeim ha'achakach. Later we're also going to say psukim, ashrei, lundatzeyach, uvalutziyen. This is a different type of psukim in Gansen. So to differentiate, we finished with this chelik of Shemayna Esrei, suseh ha'sikadish. And then we say, Oimrim Ashrei, Lam Nasech, Vesei de Kedusha, Va'achakach, and afterwards, Kaddish Echod al Kulam. Then we say Kaddish Tiskab, and that goes on everything. And we'll see Pshat. Now, then he says, so now he starts explaining. Metiknu Leima Ashrei Gimu Pa'omim Bayayim. There's a Kolema Ashrei Shoshim Bayayim, he's a Benoy Lamabo. Va'pam Ha'beiz Acher Ha'tvile, Tachnun, the second time we say it is after Shemayna Esrei and Tachnun, Hasmuchin lo, Ukedei lahamsik bein atfila l'kedusha. We're going to say Kedusha, say the Kedusha, which is Uva Letzion. And we said Tachnun before, so we want to make a psahamsik, so we say Ashrei. Right, okay. Then he writes, now, what's the inyan of say the Kedusha? Av agav shekvar amarnu akdusha beis pomim. We said twice kedusha ready. B'yoytza. In Birchas Krishma we said kedusha kodesh kodesh. That we said in yoytza. U'betvile. And we say in Shemayna Esrei also kodesh kodesh. Titnu say the kedusha. Now it's say a third time. So what's pshat in this third time? Amor nikizach. Which which perhaps not all of us are not acquainted with this. Mishum shebetchile gazru malchus orisha al Yisrael shloyanu kedusha b'seicha tefila. Amud kezach that the malchus orisha were geyser that they should not say kedusha in Shemayne Esrei. Very interesting. Kivam in Shemayne Esrei is untay, but don't say kedusha. I don't know, Malchus could be means Adam, I don't know. Malchus, I think it's the Romans, Mr. Amir. V'hayu oivrim lahem im yanu kedusha b'seicha tefila. And they sent spies into the shul. They wanted to make sure they shouldn't say kodesh. Right? And it was a sakone. So fine. L'acher ha-tefila. So they did listen to sakone s'nafosha, so they daven Shemay Nesra without kedusha. They didn't say kedusha. L'acher ha-tefila, after Shemay Nesra, k'shehoyu ha-irvin ho-ilchin, they left already, the Adam Shul, they don't have to say it anymore. They accomplished what they wanted to accomplish, so they left. So afterwards, the Kovazel said, "Dahainu shilush kedusha." So they said kedusha. And that's what we see the Uvelin. They said it then. Umetagaminin oisa mitneachib. And not only did they say the kedusha, that means they weren't able to say it till now. That kedusha. So they said it and they translated what it means. We'll still say it. Harei hu pamayim kodesh. So now in Uvelatzin we say twice kodesh, once in Lashon HaKodesh, once in Aramish, and that's connected to two times it was said before, in Yoitzer and in Shemayne Esrei, and it should have been said, so we said now twice. Connected Yoitzer and Tefillah. Fine. Now, literally, okay, so he says, so really, they started off, when the Irvin left, they started by themselves, they originated the Korazel Zevi, Omar Kodesh, that's how it started. Literally, Shemitamze Tiknu Gamkin Lahaktim Elu Beis Apsukim Uvolatzi and Goyl Vaniza Isperisi. Now, how does this come in? Shekivin shahoyu kfufim tachas yad umaharisha, they were subordinate to the Romans. Shegozu aleim gzeiris ushmodis, they were gozer gzeiris ushmodis, levatul teira, they also didn't let them learn teira. Ulekach omru beis psukim eilu beloshin tchine. So therefore, now we're saying kedusha, but they were mispalul to the Rabbi Nishlel. Ubakoshe, שיבוי הגויל ויגלי מתחס יודם וייסקו לקיים. Yeah, yeah. So that was the first thing. So they said, we can't say Kedusha and Shmenes, we're under the Romans. So but when they left already, they said, Uva Latzi Agoyil, and that we should be Zeche to Agula, שווי פשם יעקב נום השם, הגבוך הזה זמר בכה, הבוחונם said, what תשובה is demanded that we should be זכת את הגאולה, ולשווי פשע, ודו תשובה on the פשויים, that's enough. Just don't worry about the הידורים and the הידורים. No, הרבה שלום is not demanding that. Ushove Fesha Biyakiv will do tshuva on the Merodim, the things we do, Bemezit, and Lahaches, so then the Gula will come. So Kaponim, so we started off the Kodesh, now Achman and Nitzlon, we can't say Kedusha properly in Shemayne Esrei. So we say, Uva Latzi and Goyel, Ushove Fesha, yeah, that's one thing we say. Now we say also, Manisois Parisi Oisem Omar Shem, Yemusha Mipicha Mipizarach. Now that's speaking about Limudat Torah. So also there were guys that they shouldn't learn Torah. So also, Mispalo, that we should be Zeich again. This is also a Tvila, that we should be Zeich to be able to learn Torah. So that's Uvalatzi and Goyal. ויזכו לקיים בהם לימושה מפיך בביזרך, ויוכל להם הקדושה כדינה. פיין. לקח הקדימו פוסק בת הקודש בלושן בת קושן. ממנה יספורך. Now he says, very interesting. בת הקודש יושב תהילויס ישראל. בקור זה על זה, בואו מה קודש. He says, what does that mean? בת הקודש, תרבוין שום יש קודש, Yosef, he's waiting Tehillah Yisrael. Now we should say Kedusha, which is a Tehillah. Vata Kodesh Yosef Tehillah Yisrael. So Meloshim Bakoshim Imenu Yisbach, we're asking the Banishlo, She Yosef Yitzapa Lishmeya Mipiyam HaKedusha, Shehu Tehillosim. That's how we praise the Banishlo. We dive in the Shemayna Esrei without this praise. So the Afal Pishi Charu, the praise is coming later. Yivak Shemofono Arelei Icharanu El Adacha Sheyecho Oyevim. Fine. So Mamela, that's Pshat. So this whole Uval Tziya in the Seder Kedusha is because there was a Chelik of Shemayna Esrei, which Klal Yisrael was not capable of saying because of the Tzeira. So it was pushed, so the first opportunity here after the Rivim left, so then they said it, and when we said it, we said that we were Mispala, Rabbeinu Shalom, please, we should be able, to say it in the proper place. And then we said Kedusha, and also we were Mispala that they should not be Goyzer, we shouldn't be able to learn, but. So this Kedusha, now but let's just understand one thing. This Kedusha is the Gemar of the Shemayna Esrei. That means there is something missing from the Shemayna Esrei. The Kedusha was missing. They were unable to say it then, so they said it afterwards. Now, Tiskabo Tzaloisa in the Vusa, in that Kaddish, we say, now we were Goyma the Shemayna Esrei. Completely, we said Shemayna Esrei, we said Kedusha. So now we say the Kaddish Sholem after Uvalasim. That's the Skabot Soloisa. Now he asks, Va'af al Gav, the Bizman Azeh, Botla HaGzeire. Now, so why do we say now Uvalasim? Now we say it in Shemayna Esrei. Vano Kairim HaKedusha B'Soich HaTvile, Mikol Mokin, Seder, We come back and say that Kedusha Savru Shemra Yigre Mechait. Yeah, but so it's not. We're so batuach that we always be able to say Kedusha Shemra Yigre Mechait. So Memele, so we better stick with this. So we stick with the Siddur Kedusha. Who knows how long we'll be able to say Kedusha Shemayna Esrei. Ach kach oimrim Kaddish meisifim beit eskabo to loisai the koi al tvila Shemayna Esrei. This already, this Kaddish was on the whole Shemayna Esrei. Sha'at kan loi nishlamo ha'tvila. Till now, we're not goyma the tvila. So this is a Loshon Levush and Simen Kuf Lamed Beis. Agavucha, just one thing. There's a Bahag. The Bahag says the Makir of Mitzvah Tefillah is Hu Tehiloscha V'Hu Eleikecha. That's the Mitzvah of Tefillah. And that the Pasuk says, Ola'ov Dei B'chol Levavchem. This Tefillah should be said B'chol Levavchem. But the Makir of Mitzvah Tefillah is from the Pasuk Hu Tehiloscha V'Hu Eleikecha. So, which means as follows. The Mitzvah of Tefillah has two Chalokim. There's a mitzvah of Tehiloscha to praise the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to praise the Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore by Shemayna Esrei, the Shalosh Rishayne, Shalosh Achayneis, which is praise. That's a mitzvah of Tefillah. That's a chelek of mitzvah Tefillah. And then, Ualeikecho, the Rabbeinu Shalom guides you and takes care of you. So that means, so whatever's going to happen with me is under the Ashkoch of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that's the chelik of Bakoshe and Tefillah. So really, Kedusha belongs in the Shalosh Rishayinis al Tzvut Hiloscha. That's a praise of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Kodesh, weil ich nicht weiß, wie ich mein Mann, so Al Kaponim, that is a chelik of Uti Ilascha, who was torn out of the Shmeinesra because of the Irvim, and Lamaise, so that's Pshat. So my Mele, so the Chiddush is, that even though we said a chatzi kaddish on the Shmeinesra, but since we did not say the complete Shmeinesra, so therefore there was a kaddish that started with a minyan, so we can say now uvelatzim and the kaddish afterwards, because that's the shleimus of the Shmeinesra. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. So we say two kaddishim. Even though by these both Kadeshim, there's only nine people. Now let us go further. Avo, let's see the more further. Avo lein toirin batoire, but now, so this took us, since we started of Shemein Esrei with Aminyim, so we can say, Kadesholim, uvulatzim, tiskabo. Aber in Kairim Bateire, but if it's Monday or Thursday, and you have this Kriyas HaTeire, so even though this is sandwiched in between Shemein Esrei and Uvel Atzim, there's a Enyan Acher, this is something else in Gansen. And you can't blame the Teire without 10 people. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shalachah, HaKadosh Olam, yep. Ashul Acher, we'll say it Kaddish Olam. Avol HaKaddish Sha'acha Oleinu, Vayayim HaBazeh, Afilum Hischol Loima, that's one thing, because the Kaddish after Oleinu has no Shaykhis, the Kaddish after Oleinu has no Shaykhis with Shemein Esrei. Now, Afilum Hischol Loima Oleinu Ba'asoret, now, what will be if he said Oleinu Ba'asoret? So the Oleinu started with 10. The Yatzu Miktosan Gam came LeYoyma HaKadosh. So here it would seem that there'd be a svara to say that, no, I said Oleinu started with a minyan, so I should be able to say Kaddish. The Einei Alaminik, the Kaddish after Oleinu is a minik, so it's a minik. So the minig is, if it was a minyan by Elena, then you say Kaddish. On my kosh came l'shir ha-yichot, say anem zbiris, l'kaddish ha-imrim l'mizmer ay-acher ha-limot, tzarech davke minyan b'shas Kaddish. So it would seem from the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, we won't go into the complexities, that this is a smaller chiyuv to say Kaddish. That means the Kaddish after Shemein Esrei is a Psachiyat. The Kaddish after Oleinu is a Minig. The Kaddish after Shira Yichud or after a Kapitul Tilim or after learning is even less than that. So since it's not a Chi of Gomel, so therefore there you only say Kaddish if there was a Minyan, when there was a Minyan Bishash, you ended the learning, or you ended Oleinu, then you say Kaddish. Yeah, but Taire, and he says, but Talain the Taire, Mira Kain, Biyem Shaini, Bechamishi. Monday or Thursday, don't say it. Now, Utvilas Armis Vekadish Shalachov, Vishaych Lekrishma, Birchaisel. So that means as follows, if a person, they started, there was, they started, they needed, they started Maire. So we need 10 for Baruch Hu. They call it the 9 there. They need a 10 for Baruch Hu. So they say, Baruch Hashem HaBoyrach, Baruch Hashem HaBoyrach Le'levot. The Valdeki goes out. You have 9 now. So if you have 9, so the Birchas Krishma is considered, was said with a minion. It started off with a minion. So you'll say Kaddish on the Birchas Krishma. You'll say that Kaddish. Shemein Esrei, you have 9, so after Shemein Esrei you won't say a Kaddish anymore. He says, Birchas Krishma and Shemein Esrei are two different entities. So on Birchas Krishma I started off with a minyan, with a Baruch Hu, so Memele, I can say Kaddish on that. Shemein Esrei is another Inyan in Gansen, and he started with 9, so there's no Kaddish. Yeah, so let's see the Mishnah. Bula Kishma Bechasa, Mishnah Hachi, Im Yishchimu Birkas Arvis Basar, and they said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Okein Baruch Ayim, I feel like Baruch Vachot, which is the beginning of Birkas Krishma, Vachkach Yotsu Mitzosom, Ein Lai Rak Ligmer HaKadish HaKayda Matfile. So then you say the Kaddish before Shema Nesrei. Lefisha Kaddish Shaykh LeBirchas Krishma. The Kaddish is said on Birchas Krishma. Aval LeYomer HaKaddish Shaykh Atfila Shema Nesrei. But the Kaddish after Shema Nesrei, Lefisha Atfila Ein Yechibol LeBrochish Al Krishma. The Shemayna Esrei is not a chelik of the Birchas Krishma. The Choshkein say the Kedusha v'Kaddish b'maytzoi Shabbat. In Kaddish, now, let's say the same thing, if he had a minion by Birchas Krishma, and he davened Shemayna Esrei with nine people, so say the Kedusha v'Kaddish b'maytzoi Shabbat, you won't say a Kaddish afterwards, because the Shemayna Esrei was without a minion. Avolim hoyu asoro b'shoshi ischivu l'ispalo t'filish meinesre b'lachash. But if there were 10 people by the t'filish meinesre, or the beginning of the t'filish meinesre, by Maitzoi Shabbos, so then b'lachash, b'achach yotzu miktsosom, yeshloima kadish ha'sholim sholachar t'file, there was a Shemayna Esrei with a minion. Maitzoi Shabbos Yocholayma Achatzi Kaddish Achatvile. The Gama say the Kedusha the Kaddish Sholim Shachakach. The Kolz Shaych Latvile Kamei B'Shachas. I was curious, why do we say talk about HaKodesh Maitzoi Shabbos? The whole shtick talk about HaKodesh was because they were unable to say Kedusha. Right. But by Meirev, the problem doesn't arise, so why did they say Kedusha? So I looked up the Levush, what he says over there. So there, the Kedusha is something very interesting. Maybe interesting, or frightening. This is what the Levush says. The Levush says, the Neshamis are Zoyche to leave Gehenim before Shabbos. And when do they come back? Mitzoy Shabbos. But Kolzman, Yidin, on the middle of davening, they didn't finish davening Ma'ariv, they don't come back. So we try to make the davening as long as possible. Number one, we say, V'hu Rachum, V'hu Rachum. If you know what the Ganim is all about, so every second is Mordek Ravachim, so we say, Along V'hu Rachum. And then we say, V'hinoyam in Vata Kodesh, also to lengthen the davening, to help the Mason, they should not go back. The Klaisos is finished with Meirev. So, what? Why should they lose out? There's a Yontif. I mean, Yontif is also going to. Yeah, okay. Vidnaim we don't say, because Vidnaim is only a Maisa Yodeno if it would work that way. And since we don't say Vidnaim, he says you don't say Vata Kodesh also. I mean, we can't help the situation. Vidnaim we won't say. Vidnaim Vata Kodesh was only to lengthen the davening. But I'll cup on him, Dave. What? Sure. No, that's a different. Well, that's what we know later. Here with nine. Here, there's Mamishtan. Here, you can say Kaddish. Okay, see Dalit. In Shabbos?
Yeah.
Often I don't know Klo what to tell you, but I just know I once heard from the Roshiva Rabbi Yankiv, I don't know, it says in Seder HaDeiros, there was someone, there was He sent a shliach, go to this person's keva. I didn't have a ma'ariv yet. He was the rov of the kehila. I didn't have a ma'ariv yet, and they should not. It seems he got the connection that they sent him ready to Gehenim. So go to the keva and say, the rov from the shtot had gesagt, sorry, I didn't have a ma'ariv yet, so there's still time. I'm not Pekayosha, I don't know. Yesh matirim loyma davo shebekdushin hawa nusay. So we learn, Siv David. Yesh matirim loyma davo shebekdushin betisha betziriv kotnu shuyesa mi ben sheish v'yedei olami misfalulub. Now there are poskim that hold that in order to, you don't need 10, but 9.5 are also good. So what's a 9.5? That you have a cotton which is 6 years old, he knows who you're davening for, so he could be mashlim dominion. Bleinirim divrayim, that's what other poskim hold. Bleinirim divrayim, b'gdoyleya poskim. We don't poskim like that. For who adin the eved ve'ishayim mitstalfim, and an eved ve'isha also can be mashlim dominion. Agor. Now we're saying before that we hold that a cotton can't be mashlin. Yeah. So, afilu he's holding a chumish. Now, others held that a cotton holding a chumish is, that adds up to 10, that could be mashlin a 10. But we pass in the full day chumish shebiyodei ein litzalfay. But it's very interesting. Here the dirshu brings down from Rav Moshe, a chumish does not mean a printed chumish. A chumish means a chumish beglila that was written on cloth. Taf kishoste beglila k'may sefer teira shalonu. A sefer teira apostle is also good, but some of the printed chumish doesn't help. I know, he's sitting down, he's holding a Sefer Torah. I don't know, it's a problem. He's sitting down holding a Sefer Torah, and you can say his God will be his Kaddish. It's not too bad. But so, the Chumash Abiyodai Ein Litzalfoy. Miyu Yesh Noigim Lahoku B'Shah Satchak. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ayidei chumish tulei machshavini nakon leish ayidei sha'oichis chumish biyodei. Bishas hadchak, matzoloi mafilu b'li chumish. Now the Rama says, others are noig that you say Kaddish, bishas hadchak. The first day doesn't hold like that. Bishas hadchak was saymech, according to the Shita Zalakot, is good. Afilu b'li chumish. Chedas ha'yesh matirim hanam. V'davke, now, echad v'loish nine. That means it only work if you have 9, so 9.5 is good. But 8.5 is, 8.25 is no good. V'vush kosav shleiro noigim mitzof efele b'shas hadchad. The Levush says, he never saw such a thing. U'bizmaneinu noigim mitzarif kotne dechomishe biyote. We are knowing that aminik a cotton with a chumish. Umiyu davke lishmoya bolchu v'kaddish shuhu chiyah. That means it's a chiyah to say bolchu v'kaddish. We have 9.5, so we're saying that a cotton with a chumish will help. That's our aminik. Avo kaddish achaleinu l'yayim. Rabbi Achroini Machmim Shlotar of Shum Kotten Afilu Bisha Satrak at Seyushlam Loi Hayud Gimu Shomim till his Bar Mitzvah. Oinon, Achman and Son on Oinon, that he is a Kovet, one of the Zayin Kroivim, when Nifta, and it's before the Kvure, so he's brought him in a Mitzvah, Eine Mitzvah of Mamin. So since he's brought him in a Mitzvah, he's a Mitzvah, V'haynu kol oinon shechayim l'isabul olov אפילו איני מוטל עולם לקוברי, כדי שאיני יאירי שלהם, ברניין הנספורט מן המצווס, so memele so he can't be mitzarev. Now God, he brings down, the Nisha brings down the Gesher HaChayim, that in some places there's a minig by the Levaya, before the Kvure, the Oinon says Kaddish. So he says, so since he says Kaddish then, it's the covered of the maze, but since he says Kaddish then, so then he can be mitzarev to the minig, because for this minion, he's a Baal Chiyuvah. I mean, they say the Kaddish, he's permitted to say Kaddish. Yeah, so, but like this, an Oinon is not Mashlum a minion. So the din is, in Rubi Hashem Eishom, Eini Mitzvara, if he is in the same city where the mace is, so he's put him in a mitzvah. Hafulam yesh loy mi shisasikimi bikfirosoy im loy shemesorei lahakot ofen. Now, that means if it was given over to the Chavar Kaddisha and he has nothing left to do anymore, he's out of the picture, so then it's like the Ninus ended. Chumash is boy besimenai in Allah. Avo im hameis be'ir acheres. But what is if in the mace is in the iracheres? V'noida aloi koidim atvura. That means like this, that the mace is in a second city, and he's in this city, he's going to the Levaya. V'yesh shom mishi yishtadlo labuoi, shedinoi, so then the din is. If you're not in the same city where the nifter is. And someone in that city is taking care, שדינה שאם רוצה לקרוס רשוי, פן מויכם ביודוי, הוא מצטרף למיניין, סדניף מצטרף למיניין. ומי הכל זה למיניין, אינם, אבו, כאובו, ודאי מצטרף לברכס המוזן ולתפילה. So, I mean, just let's mention one thing. If a person is going to Alavai in Eretz Yisrael, but the mace is on the plane, so then it's a different shaila. Here we're speaking about that the mace is in a different city, and he's going to the Alavai. Then the halacha is that then he can be Mekayim Mitzvahs. If he's going together with the mace, even though he can't do anything, there are chaluke days. If he's Chayim in the mitzvahs, a potem in the mitzvahs. They say over a ma'isa there was once they were making a minion in the plane, and there was a Sayyid with a big beard, and they said minion, and he was reading a newspaper, and it looked very modern, as they call a minion. The kids were after when he got off, they see that there was an oran, he was together with the oran from a mailer. He couldn't be mitzvah up to the minion. Yeah. What? Why is that? Doesn't answer me neither. But if there's something, unless it's most, that means if there's something that still has to be done, and he's in the city where the mate is, from the mail, then he's the midnight, not the midnight.